Underneath the church grounds on Meeting Street lay dozens of unmarked graves, the original residents of Charlestown lost forever. The current structure of the Circular Congregational Church has grown in size from the original church and may be covering the remains of the original churchgoers from the 17th century, whose cemetery dates back to 1681. But the oldest grave remaining is from 14 years after. The oldest grave in the cemetery, and in Charleston, dates from 1695, and is that of the Simmons family. They donated the land to establish the church, and their unmarked vault is thought to hold the remains of Henry, Francis, and an unnamed son. The original meeting house, which led to the name of the adjacent Meeting Street, was burned down in a fire, only to have that fate repeated with the next two structures. The current church, built in 1891, stands strong today. The historic cemetery has more than 150 graves from before the Revolutionary War. These historic markers made of slate still today feature the morbid carvings of ancient symbols of death, some with skulls and crossbones, and others with death's head, but more continue to evolve into soul effigies to represent the departing spirits complete with wings. The monuments and cenotaphs of this historic graveyard, covering the past three centuries, evoke a sense of eeriness. The most common sighting here at the Circular Church is the figure of a tall man with long strides, wearing a Revolutionary soldier's uniform. He has been seen by tour guides and guests alike. In the spring of 1780, the British forces descended upon the port city, vastly outnumbered them, and laid siege. Charleston burned. 89 men were killed in the 2 months of the siege. Continue up Meeting Street and turn right onto Cumberland to reach the Powder Magazine.